Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price, BallQuest.com. He can drive it a mile. What's up, Austin?
What's going on, guys? No, I'm a short hitter.
Oh, short game.
Short and straight?
Short and straight. Get up and down. Make par. Move on.
Austin, what is the number one thing you'll be watching for from Tennessee tomorrow against UTEP that you want to see?
If they can do to UTEP exactly what they did to ETSU, put a team away and win a game against a lesser opponent the way you're supposed to. I mean, if I was going to break it down offensively, I'm looking for, you know, Tennessee to be able to establish the run and run it behind an offensive line that has struggled through two games to pick up the key yards when they need to.
Austin Price with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. You know, I left last week's game after watching it when I got home from Miami, Austin, and I'm thinking, man, I didn't see Keller Christ. I didn't see the backups play the way I wanted to, but they also had some touchdowns defensively, some touchdowns on special teams that took possessions away from their offense. I know beggars can't be choosers here, but man, I'd like to see them take a touchback or something this week and allow the offense to get some work and some reps.
Yeah, I think the offense needs the reps, and it's exactly why, you know, you have to play Jarrett Guarantano and the starters a good amount Saturday. I don't think you can, you know, get up 28 or 35 and call it a day. I think those guys need to see it. They need to continue to see the ball cross the goal line. You know, I mean, like, it's just like, you know, a golfer making putts. You know, you got to continue to see the ball go in the hole. You need to see that ball cross the goal line, just like you need Tennessee's defense to see themselves be able to get off the field on third down and you know, not allow, you know, a lesser opponent to extend drives the way they did a year ago. So there's no doubt that the offense needs the reps. The offensive line sure needs the reps. And I think Jarrett Guarantano does. I mean, at the end of the day, he's 2-6 as a starter. Now, that's not all on him. He was part of a bad team last year, put in a bad spot a year ago. But I think, you know, from his confidence, as he's continued to mature, continued to get better, you know, he needs, you know, as much action Saturday as possible before they decide to give him the pull.
What do you expect from the running back rotation in this game? Based on what we saw from Jeremy Banks a week ago, Ty Chandler should be back and ready to go. How do you expect Jeremy Pruitt and Tyson Helton to sort of mix up that rotation?
I think, honestly, as we've seen with the DBs, the running backs, I think, are even, you know, two times this much, is how they perform in practice, Chad. I mean, I think that this week of practice will be key to see who gets the first touch on Saturday. And then, you know, just how they play. I mean, I do think you'll see Ty Chandler a lot. I think he's motivated. Tim Jordan, making all the plays, getting all the love. Last week, Jeremy Banks gets in the end zone a couple of times. And so I think he's ready to get his. And so Jeremy Banks is ready to continue to establish himself. I said it on Monday. I still believe that Madre London's, you know, action is going to continue to diminish because Jeremy Banks is making it known he's going to be a factor.
So this week on Vol Calls, Jeremy Pruitt was asked, who's the leader? Who are the leaders on this team? And his answer was, I am. I'm the leader of the team. That's not exactly a ringing endorsement for locker room leadership, but probably not all that unexpected in year one with a new regime.
No, it's really not. And, you know, Coach Pruitt has continued to push the envelope. He wants his players, especially those guys that he does feel like can be the leaders, the Trey Smiths, the Daniel Batulis, to confront those guys that aren't doing it the right way in practice. And so, you know, this group, especially this older group, they've been a part of a program where really nobody confronted anybody for the last few years. And so trying to change the culture can be difficult for Jeremy Pruitt. I think that's why he needs Big 73 to assert himself. I don't think anybody's bowing up, you know, when 73 comes at him. I think everybody's going back down. Trey is a really big team guy. and he is really going to defer to the coaches. But I think if the coaches said, I need you to be the guy, I think he would start to assert himself. I'm interested to see how all this plays out over the course of the next month or so. But Tennessee looking for leaders, and they're looking for it, you know, in a big-time way, because Jeremy Pruitt, while he said it, you know, in Nashville back in, you know, at the signing day celebration in February, and he said it a couple times since then, he kind of changed his tune a little bit. You know, he talked about him being the leader, but he's trying to find guys that will assert themselves to be leaders from the player standpoint.
When you study up on UTEP, it's been bad. They didn't win a game last year. They lost to Northern Arizona pretty badly in week one. They were a 23-point underdog to UNLV, lost by more than that. Is there anything about their game that could give Tennessee some fits, offensively or defensively, when you study this roster?
You know, I don't think so. I think Tennessee's going to win this game going away. I think it's UTEP's just not a very good football team, Chad. I mean, they are a struggle. They're really bad against the run, which could present some fool's gold for Tennessee's running game, you know, heading into Florida. I mean, you go back a week ago, they give up over 400 yards to an FCS opponent, you know, on the ground. You know, Tennessee don't need to run for 400 yards, but at the same time, their yards per carry needs to be just as good as last week, as far as the opponent for UTEP. So they need to be really good in the run game, but that can also, as I said, present fool's gold, so to speak, because, you know, you're playing against a team that's just not very good on either side of the football.
Follow Austin on Twitter, at Austin Priceless. Austin, appreciate it. We'll recap the weekend with you on Monday, and then we will look ahead to the Florida Gators.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.